Hi, this is your girl, Nashayla Moore, and today I want to talk about a topic. Of course, I want to talk about a topic that's very, very common. I think we talk about this all the time in the relationship, situationship, whatever ship you're claiming, you know, whatever ship you're claiming, because I don't want to offend anybody, because sometimes people have titles and you're going by titles when it comes to the relationship. And I understand, I get that, but I want to hit the key points as far as the things that we need to discuss when it comes to this topic. Yes, this topic, or today's, or this evening's topic is, it's complicated. Yes, I know you guys have heard that before in many, many, many situations, or, you know, you've probably heard it in passing. You've probably experienced being with somebody and, you know, when you first met them or as the relationship progressed, you probably heard them say it's complicated. You know, those are some very, very powerful words, even though it's like two, like a very, very small sentence, very small sentence. But those words are very, very powerful when it comes to the relationship. It's complicated. Now, we could take this as, okay, he means, or she means, you know, it's some things going on. They might need to get cleared up, or, you know, they're trying to get their stuff together, or you're going to keep it with the real and look at those red flags, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, those red flags. Those red flags that Nashayla Moore always tell you to look at, to observe, to acknowledge, and not to collect as trophies. Yes, not to collect them as trophies and put them on a shelf and put them in a drawer and pushing them on the side. You have to acknowledge the red flags in the relationship. Oh yeah, by the way, did I tell you that I talk about relationships? Did I tell you that Nashayla Moore talk about real life relationships? Oh yeah, that would be me. Nashayla Moore talks about real life relationships. Yes, raw and uncut. Yes. And I just want to talk about this because this was a very, 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 very good subject. And this is a very common subject that people talk about all the time. And I was like, wow, how common can we be? And it's so powerful when people say that in the relationship or even behind your back. When people are addressing their situationship, relationship, whatever ship it is, they're addressing it and they say it's complicated. That means something very, very serious. Yes, it might not appear or come off, or we might ignore those red flags, but it's something very serious. And we have to be real with ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. I always tell you guys to be 100 with yourself. Have self-love. Love yourself. Acknowledge that you deserve better. Or if you are in a situation that you want to accept, just accept it for what it is. So you don't have something like a jack-in-the-box, you know. You don't want a surprise. That's what I mean by jack-in-the-box. You don't want a surprise. You know, you want to be aware of what you're involved in, and you want to accept it for at face value. Rather you guys move forward and have something solid, whether it comes into a marriage or a committed relationship. However, you know, the choice is yours. However you want it, or however it's going to progress, you want to be aware and understand the, you know, situation or what it really is. Because a lot of times we don't want to accept the truth about the situation, especially when we like the person. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Why is that? When we feeling somebody and we thinking they might have an opportunity to be close to us, or we want to be with them, why we don't want to accept when they tell us something that's real? Why is that? A lot of times, some people will come out and tell you straightforward, no chaser. Hey, this is what it is. And we will go and turn it around and switch it up and do whatever we have to do to make ourselves believe that it's something else, just to fit our comfort zone, just so we don't feel uncomfortable. Why? Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? I am guilty of that. Let me raise two hands. Hey, Nichelle Lamore is raising two hands. I am guilty of that in the past. I've done it, you know, and I don't understand why. You know, we say we want somebody that's real. We say that we want somebody to tell us the truth. But then a lot of times, not all the time, because sometimes we do be honest with ourselves in this lifetime. Sometimes we just wake up. We just come out of a coma and we just say, you know what? This is real. I have to be honest with myself. I have to love myself to accept the truth for what it is. And that is like, man, you're just like, give yourself a round of applause. Yes, you have made it. But sometimes it takes a lot for us to get to that point. We don't want to accept the truth. We don't want to believe what we see or hear or what our intuition is leading us to believe or see or what our intuition is trying to tell us or the red flags. How about just the red flags, ladies and gentlemen? We don't want to believe the red flags. Now, I don't want to do a long podcast on this. I want to hit the key points. I want to get straight on into it. I want to just go and tell you guys what it is I need to tell you, because I want to basically do podcasts now, but I want to hit the key points. I don't want to have to do a long drawn out podcast to basically tell you what you already know. Yes, I'm going to say it again. Nichelle Lamore don't have to do long podcasts. I don't have to always do a 50-minute, 45-minute podcast to let you know what you already know. Because a lot of us, you don't have to listen to Nichelle Lamore or any other relationship talk person, guru, whatever title they want to use. No disrespect. Whatever title they want to use. You don't have to listen to anybody's podcast because your intuition has already told you. Your first intuition, your first mind, whatever you want to call it, your senses, your first sense, your second sense, whatever you want to call it, you know, not to mention your girlfriend, your mama, your sister, whatever, you know, that see things also and always try to help us and warn us when we see, when we pretend that we don't see it. So getting back to the title, ladies and gentlemen, it's complicated. Oh my God, this is like the topic of the century, at least one of them. When a person says it's complicated, ladies and gentlemen, oh my goodness, if you're not looking for that, you need to look the other way, walk, run, slide, all of the above, because that's letting you know in the door that it's going to be some drama. It's going to be something. Whether it's some drama, it's going to be toxic. I mean, it could be either one. It's like pick one. Pick one, ladies and gentlemen. Or pick them all, because it could be all of them. You have to understand, when a person says it's complicated, they're basically giving you the ups on they really don't want a relationship. They really don't want to be tied down. They want that door, that revolving door, to be open. They want to be free. I cannot stand when a man tells me that. I mean, or address it with our relationship that is complicated. And what do I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen? When I'm seeing somebody, and this has happened in the past, ladies and gentlemen, more than once, and I'm not ashamed, because I want you guys to understand that I've been there, done that. So I know a lot about this stuff, you know, and I'm sure it's a lot of people that do, whether they admit it or not. I'm just coming to the, you know, table, and I'm just like, hey, putting my cards on the table, letting them know, look, I've been there. But a person saying that, it is just, I don't know, it does something to me. Because I was dating someone. I'm going to use one scenario, one example, ladies and gentlemen. Although I had more than one person did it. But, you know, we just got to use one, you know. When he said, when he would address, we would go around his friends and, You know, we really didn't address or tell people a title with our relationship, but clearly we were seeing each other and doing all grown folks things, if you know what I mean. We were hanging together, we were spending time together, we were doing things together, going out to eat, going to the show. So we were doing things as a couple, or pretending to be a couple, but obviously he had other intentions, or he had a different agenda. Let me just say that, ladies and gentlemen. He had a different agenda. And he said, out of his mouth, he told his friends or family, I think we went a couple of times, a couple of places, and he would just say, you know, hey, you know, they would ask, you know, what's going on with you guys? What's going on with you guys? You know, are you guys seeing each other? You know, what's, you know, are you, you know, committed? Are you going to settle down? Are you guys going to be together? And he would literally tell them, oh, it's complicated. And I would just go crazy. Like, it's complicated. What do you mean it's complicated? You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't like that at all. I didn't understand. What do you mean it's complicated? We're spending time together. We're doing things together. But in his mind, that didn't matter to him. He had another agenda and I had a different agenda. And I should have ran. I should have picked up everything, mental, physical, whatever. And I should have looked the other way and ran as fast as I could. But you know what? Me being who I am, this is who I am. And I'm sure a lot of other women, they have been there. You know, I thought I was going to save him, ladies and gentlemen. I thought I was going to save him. And I needed to save myself. Let me say it again, ladies and gentlemen, so you can hear louder for the back. I thought Nisha Lamore thought she was going to save him when in fact I needed to save myself. And how could I have not seen the red flags when he had said it was complicated? I mean, I just totally ignored the complicated part. You know what I'm saying? It was the complicated for me. You know how they say it's for me? It was the complicated for me. Because when he said that, I looked and brushed it off like, you know, we just haven't made a decision. We just haven't made a commitment. You know, we don't know what we want. No, he know exactly what he wants. Nisha Lamore just wasn't it. He knew exactly what he wanted. And I just didn't want to accept the bad news. I wanted to look at something different, and the writing was clear on the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, the writing was on the wall. When he said it's complicated, when we would go places together, and he did not hide it. And when we were together, he would say, and it wouldn't be disrespectful the way he said it. He just said it. Hey, you know, it's complicated. It's complicated. But see, those words, ladies and gentlemen, carry a lot of weight. Those words have a lot of power. Whether you're a man or woman, or whether you're, you know, whoever you're dating, whoever you're in a relationship with, those words have power. Words have power, ladies and gentlemen. And I know you know that. So when he said that, I was like, wow. But not wow at first, because at first I was just, you know, I always gave him a pass. You know, he just, you know, we haven't made a decision. No, he made a decision. That's why he said it was complicated. Because he was getting the benefits of a relationship, and at the same time, he wasn't ready to tell you the truth what he was receiving, which was toxic for you because your emotions are involved. This is what self is saying, you know, to Nisha at the time. Oh, he knew exactly what he wanted. You know, you just couldn't see the writing on the wall. And this is a lot of times conflicting with people that want a relationship versus people that use those words. It's complicated. Those people don't mix. A person that wants a relationship versus a person that goes around and casually sleeps with people and casually use people for availability, using up their time, you know, whatever it is that they're getting from the relationship or the situationship or whatever ship they want to call it. Basically, you need to abandon ship. Yes, say it again. Whatever situationship, relationship they want to call it, you, the person that they're getting it from, you need to abandon ship. Yes, first and foremost. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's complicated is a word that is casually used in the relationship. Usually the person that's using the word really, or using the sentence or the fragment or whatever you want to call it, you know, I'm not trying to do English 101 right here. I'm trying to talk about the relationship, because, you know, you're going to have the English, you know, the English scholars that come on and said, she said this or she said that. No, we're not worried about that right now. We're worried about what we're talking about. We're not going to get sidetracked. And what we need to discuss is it's complicated. So with that being said, you know, it's really, really sad and unfortunate that people don't catch or don't want to see the writing. But it's really powerful when a person says that. And I could never, ever date a person that would even put me in that category, especially when I know who I am, what I want, what I bring, and what I'm going to tolerate. I think things have changed, of course, and I have basically grown a lot. I've learned a lot. I've experienced a lot. So, of course, I couldn't allow somebody to say something like that about our situation, because I'm basically going to put my cards on the table, coming in the door. And if a person is not compatible, or if we're not vibing, or our energy is not on the same, you know, wave, guess what? I'm cutting it off in the beginning, in the door. Yeah, it's like when you have learned so much in a relationship and you have experienced so much in a relationship, and it's just a blessing that God has put me in this position. I'm going to be honest with you, because I see things so clear, crystal clear. And if somebody was to even say that to me, even casually as a joke, I probably wouldn't talk to them. If I was single and available, I probably would not never talk to them again, because I know my worth, and I would never waste my time with somebody to say it's complicated. It wasn't complicated when I was having sex with you. It wasn't complicated when you was at my house and I cooked you dinner. It wasn't complicated when I was doing things with you. It wasn't complicated when you needed my advice. It wasn't complicated when I was doing X, Y, and Z. You know, it's amazing to me. It's complicated when it's like a use of words. You take advantage of words to compensate or to cover up what you're really feeling. What you really want to say is, I want to get these benefits, but I don't want a relationship. I just want you to be available for me. And let me use you for whatever reason. And guess what? I don't want you to complain about it. That's what you're really saying when you say it's complicated. Because it's really not complicated. Because 1 + 1 is equal to 2. And it's just that simple with a relationship. I'm not saying that it's not hard to maintain it, because there are things that you have to do, have to know, and it takes work, ladies and gentlemen. I get that. I'm never going to take away that it's not work coming in, unpacking luggage, you know, packing luggage, you know, things that people have been through, things in the past, things as a child, things that they're going through currently. I understand that. I'm aware of that. But 1 + 1 = 2. When you know the basics and the foundation, everything else can flow and you can work together with your partner. But a lot of times people play these word games, and when they play the word games, you tend to make it seem like it's complicated. No, it's not complicated. You're complicated. Because basically, I know what I want. You're not going to fool me or use the word complicated as a trick to make me think that it's something lacking or it's something, insignificant, because you basically haven't made up your mind what you want. Or basically, maybe you have made up your mind what you want, but you're being narcissistic, possibility, you know, very possible. Thing. You could be narcissistic, or you could just be selfish and you just want everything to go your way, you know. But now it's not going to go your way. We're not going to do Burger King. We're not doing have it your way. We're doing the highway. That's what Nishay is doing. We're doing the highway. And I don't want to deter people from accepting what they want to accept. We're all grown. You have to do what's best for you. And I get that. But I'm just telling you, it is a mind game. When people say it's complicated, it is really not that complicated. You say that as a like smoke. When the smoke clear, you realize it's nothing but just smoke. And that's all they're blowing when they say that. It's complicated. So with that being said, let's get started, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't want to do a real long podcast, but I wanted to go in a couple of things. And like I always tell you guys, I do research, and I tell you from experience. I've just given you the experience part of it's complicated. But I'm just going to give you kind of like a definition so you can understand what's going on. You can do your own research. You can compare. And you can understand. And Shayla Moore knows what she talks, you know, pretty much mostly what she's talking about. Because I don't want you to ever think that I'm just basically wolfing, selling wolf tickets. No, I basically have been through all this. On top of going through it, I also have been around people who have been through it, et cetera, et cetera. Plus, I turn around and I read a lot. Because I want to make sure what I've been through, am I just crazy or is this real what I experienced? And a lot of times, I'm not saying all, because I'm not perfect, ladies and gentlemen. Most times, it's right on the money. It is right on the money. But complicated status, you know, we're going to talk about it. Because like I said before, you want to understand that this is a real thing that people use in a relationship. But complicated status can clearly be defined as being with someone but not being with someone in an actual fully committed relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a number of reasons why we term our relationship with such an odd choice of companionship. Yeah, all relationships are basically complicated in themselves. Yes, so it's just really about the wording. You know what I mean? Because it's not really as complicated as people want to portray. It's just a way of backing you up in a corner, like keeping you off of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you to get too close to me, but I don't want you to go nowhere. Is that the just craziest thing? I don't want you to go nowhere, but I don't want you too close to me. That's complicated to me, if you ask me. But in their mind, they will put the relationship more as it's complicated, as far as maybe they're not ready or they don't understand what they want, or, you know, all the things that they try to push on you to pretend. But it's clear that they know what they want when they want to be intimate with you, right? It's clear they know what they want when they pick up the phone and they want to talk to you, right? It's clear that they know what they want when they want to spend time. So how could it be so complicated if these things are clear to you and you understand and you know what you want? So to me, I'm just, you know, you don't have to believe me. You know, everybody have to learn on their own level or what's, you know, their comfort zone. I'm just telling you my opinion, and you don't have to accept it, you know, but we can all respect one another. And this is coming from Shayla Moore, because I have been in this situation more than once. So with that being said, I'm not going to do a long podcast, ladies and gentlemen, because we're adults. We can read between the lines, and you know where I'm going with this. I'm going to basically give you five things, or five reasons, or five situations, or reasoning, or however you want to look at it, of people using it's complicated. Those words, those powerful words that they use in the relationship, situationship, whatever ship you want to call it, ladies and gentlemen, these are the things that they will say. Number one, basically, you're friends with benefits. Friends with benefits. You know, and the situation might be growing to something else, and they didn't want that. Might not been ready for that. Might didn't expect that. Let me say it again, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, friends with benefits. The situation just became more than what it was. It wasn't supposed to. It wasn't like expected. They didn't want that. So it's complicated. It's not like they wanted the relationship. They wanted it to become what it's becoming. And you might start to, how can I say, be invading their space. So they're like, damn, it's complicated. But if you wanted a relationship, you would never say something like that. Those words would never come out of a person's mouth that want a relationship, that is embracing a relationship. That would never come out of somebody's mouth. Yeah, it would never come out of somebody's mouth. It's complicated. So you have to be careful and look at the red flags and know the signs. Know the signs. You know, if this is something that you want, then this works for you. But if you want a relationship and a person is going around saying it's complicated, then you might have to look twice or look deeper, you know, who you're with. Yes. Number two, you're on a break, but you don't know how long it's going to last. How can you be on a break? How can you be on a break with a person? And that's the number one thing a person would say is complicated. Because they'll tell you they want a break, you know, but they won't tell you exactly how long the break is going to be. Why? Because they want you there. They don't want you to leave. They don't want you to leave. You know, I don't know. It's just weird, ladies and gentlemen, but I just don't see how. And I know people have to learn, because I had to learn too. And it's not fair for me to say that, but now that we are living in some times, oh my goodness, people are so transparent these days. And it's like almost like if they walk up to you, you could just see what they want and see what they're about. And maybe it's just me, because I, you know, not just me, but me and others who have had the experience. You can see that clearly. I just see things so clear with a person within like less than 5 minutes. I already know who you are. And that's a gift that I have. And I have no reason to be ashamed about it. But, you know, I can't look at everybody and say, you know, everybody should have that. Because everybody is different. So I have to respect that. Okay, moving right along. The best dating relationship advice on the web. What did I just say? Nichelle Lamore looks for advice to verify. A lot of times I Google or I might read just to verify things that I'm going through or things that I know. I just want to hear somebody else confirm what I'm talking about. Well, a lot of times if people are basically doing that and they're taking advice and you're in a relationship, situationship or whatever, of course they're going to say it's complicated. Because they're looking for a reason to have a difference of opinion or just a reason to have something different to say to back you up off of them. They don't want a person up on them like that. They don't want to be in a relationship just yet, because these are things that are clear signs that a person is looking for an out, even if it's a temporary way out. They don't want to be in a full committed relationship. Even though they say it's complicated, it's really not complicated, ladies and gentlemen. It's really not complicated. It really isn't. Either you're going to walk straight, fly straight, or whatever, and do right by a person, or either you're not. It's really simple. I'm not saying that you can't work it out, or it's not going to be some work. Of course it's going to be work. But it's not that hard to figure out what it is that you need to do. If you want to be with somebody, if you want to love somebody, if you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, it's not that hard, ladies and gentlemen. Not as hard as people try to portray. So we're going to leave that right there and we're going to move right along. Another one, very typical, common one. You are in a on and off relationship. Oh my God. Say it again, ladies and gentlemen. A very typical, common one, you're in a on and off again and on again and off again and on again and off again relationship, situationship, whatever ship it is, ladies and gentlemen, this is what you do. Of course that's complicated, but it's really not. You're doing it because it's convenient to keep you backed up off of them. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if both of you guys want it, then this doesn't, you know, pertain. You know, it's not, it doesn't apply to you, is what I'm trying to say. This doesn't apply to you because you guys are in a mutual situation where you guys agree to be in this, it's complicated, so-called relationship. But if one person wants something and another person doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Then it's really, 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 yes, it is complicated. But at the same time, that's an excuse because you can fix that if you wanted to. You can fix that. So when people say it's complicated, it's really, to me, and it's just my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, it's an excuse to say, I'm going to keep you, but we're going to keep this situation going, whatever it is. We're not going to fix this situation. We're just going to keep this toxic, and it doesn't necessarily have to be toxic. It could just be an inconvenience. We're going to keep this situation going, and we're not going to tolerate, we're going to tolerate it. Let me say that clearly. We're going to tolerate it, but we're not going to try to fix it. Because it's more convenient for us to do it like this than to fix, you know, this relationship or fix the situationship or whatever ship it is. Which I think is crazy. But, you know, people do it every day. I was in this situation, ladies and gentlemen. It's just what people want in the relationship and what they're willing to do and what they're willing to tolerate. Because a lot of people would tolerate this and they don't care. They have a problem with it. And those people, you don't bother. If this is what they want to do, if they want to deal with this, you don't bother people that they have a saying. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Let them live their life accordingly. If this makes them happy. But we all know this not like right. But who are we to say if it's their right? It might be right for them. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning as an adult, you have to learn what is your right. And in some cases, it might be their right because it might be their right for them, what they want to do and what makes them happy. Although another person would say, oh, I couldn't do that. Well, that's you, because now you have to let people do what makes them comfortable. But if it's one person that's not comfortable with it, then it's not right, period. Okay, last one, you're in a long-distance relationship. Yes, it's complicated. They're going to use that. But, ladies and gentlemen, you can fix that. You don't have to be in a long-distance relationship. A long-distance relationship, if it's something like a job or, you know, something like that, I get it. Sometimes circumstance situations you have to be in. But at some point, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be with somebody, you change those situations. You adjust. You accommodate. You work with the person so you guys can make it work. If this is what you want with the person, if you want to build, if you want to be with the person, if you want to spend the rest of your life with the person, if you want to have a committed relationship. I mean, it's things that you do when you realize you want to be with somebody. You change. So it's complicated to me. In closing, is a fixated word, sentence, or whatever that people use commonly to back people up in the relationship or to basically keep them on a standstill or a situation where they don't have to move forward, where they don't have to change what they feel is complicated. Because those are words that should be very temporary. It's complicated. That should be a very, very temporary situation. A person that you want to be with should never have to feel that it's complicated if you want to be with them. The only way that it should be complicated if you're basically you're with them and you're not trying to change what needs to be changed. If the person wants different or more and vice versa. If you guys are on the same wavelength and your energy are, you know, is matching, normally you guys are going to, you know, get out of that grow out of the it's complicated mode, and you're going to graduate to the next level. You're not going to continue to see somebody that you're walking around and you've been together 3 years and you're still saying, oh, it's complicated. 3 and 4 years? Are you kidding me? You shouldn't even be saying it after one. You shouldn't even be after 1 year and you're still walking around and you guys are still saying it's complicated. Oh my God, how many red flags do you have to see you know, if the person wants more, if one of you guys want more, or even both. Well, I'm more than certain if both of you guys want more, I'm sure you wouldn't be walking around saying it's complicated. At some point, I believe that somebody would take the initiative to change something in a relationship to go to the next level, to try to make it work and, you know, be with the person the right way. I mean, I'm more than certain it wouldn't just be like forever. It's complicated. I mean, to me, that it becomes, it graduates from complicated to toxic. Yeah, I said it. If you're basically in a relationship and you're saying it's complicated after a year, that becomes toxic, because you're basically in a situation that one of you guys probably don't want to be in, you know, and you're tolerating it for what? Sabotaging your happiness when you could be happy with somebody that would change a situation or circumstances to be with you so you guys could be happy. You know, a lot of times you tolerate things because you like a person's personality. You like their energy. But just because you like their energy doesn't mean that they're the one for you. It just does not mean that they're the one for you. I mean, I see a lot of nice looking men. I see a lot of men that work. I see a lot of men with nice jobs and careers, nice cars, homes, all the above. But that does not mean that every man that I see like that is for Nichelle Lamore. You know, I have to be a realist. I mean, it's things about me that the person would have to tolerate and vice versa. I would probably have to tolerate things with him. And, you know, it's just levels to this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you already know. Most of you guys are like me. You've been around. You've seen a lot. You've experienced a lot. So I don't take that from you. Only difference is I'm bringing mine to the platform. Yes, I'm coming hard, going strong, bringing mine as a woman. Talking about real life relationships. So, I don't know. I mean, it is complicated if you allow it to be. And I don't know what to say, because again, ladies and gentlemen, it's complicated is some power. It's a very powerful phrase, very powerful. And I just really wish that you would speak up and be honest with yourself. If in fact you do not want to, you know, be in something like that for a long time, be honest with yourself, be true to yourself, love yourself, have self-love, and know what you want, and don't lie to yourself, because coming in like that and then the person gets comfortable and they're continuing, you know, they're going to continue to say that after what, 6 months to a year, and they're still saying to people, their family, well, it's complicated. What? That means that you're not even trying to move forward or get out of that it's complicated syndrome. We should be moving forward, doing something about it if we want to be together, if we want to spend time together, if we want to spend possibly the rest of our lives together. We should be, you know, coming out of that, because after that, again, in my opinion, it becomes toxic. And toxic is very, very, it's just bad. It's bad. And I've been in quite a few toxic relationships, ladies and gentlemen. And that is another podcast. So I just wanted to touch bases on that. And, you know, we are grown, despite the fact I speak on my platform, my podcast platform, talking about things in the relationship, real life situations, real life issues. I just want to say, you know, I take nothing from anybody who decide to do anything opposite of what I say. We all are grown. You don't have to take my advice. I am a podcast speaker, author, all of the above. I speak from experience. I speak from also educational wise. And I just want to say that it's no disrespect. We all have to do whatever makes us happy. And, you know, that is my disclaimer. You know, because I know that people feel some type of way when people speak, you know, on platforms and stuff like that. You don't have to take the advice of the people. You don't have to listen to it. You know, we don't have to do that. But we do have to respect one another. You know, that is very big. We do have to respect or learn to respect one another. I thank you guys. And if it's complicated and you want more, you got to reevaluate and look at things. Look at yourself. You know, not just look at the person. Look at yourself. It starts with you. It starts with you. You have to know what it is you want in your relationship and take charge. And love yourself enough to be honest. Love yourself enough to be honest. Don't pretend. Don't pretend. You know, and with that being said, Shayla Moore is going to be out. I love you guys. What do I always tell you guys? I always tell you guys, without you, there is no Shayla Moore. I always tell you guys that. Like, share, and follow. I love that you guys are growing my platforms. I thank you guys, all the shout outs to my relationship talk, real relationship talk, a show, a talk page that is on Facebook that is really, really growing and doing numbers. I really appreciate that. I'm going to continue to bring the products and the books and the makeup and all the things that Shayla Moore is branching out to do. I have a new book that's going to be coming out in the beginning of next year of 2022. Yes, Shayla Moore have another book. That will be my fourth book. Actually, in reality, it'd be my fifth book because I did Girl Please. Okay. Then I did the revised copy of Girl Please. Right. I did Can You Trust Her? And the revised copy of Can You Trust Her is about to be released. And then I'm going to release another book at the beginning. And I'm not telling you something before my goals. The book is already done. We're just looking for the cover and we're going to do the finishing touches of it. So this is not a situation where you're interrupting or anything what I already have, because the book is already done. It will be released probably the beginning of next year. I'll be advertising or promoting it then. You're going to like this book. This book is going to be another heartfelt book. And I look forward to releasing it. And I hope and pray that it helps somebody. Like, it's helping me as well. The books that I write, not only do I intend to be a testimony, but it's helping me with my own journey. It's helping me with my own journey. It's helping me with what I'm doing everyday life. I refer to my own podcast when I want to just recap or listen to something. You know, so these things that I'm doing, God has put me in position not to just help others, but to help myself as well. You know, I'm human, and you know, it's very not only motivating, but it gives a lot of, how can I say, healing when I listen to my own podcast. Believe it or not, I'm going to continue to do things and bring the content and to continue to bring the subjects. But you guys, check out my relationship talk page. I talk about a lot of stuff on there as well. And I just thank you guys. I thank you, thank you, thank you. Shayla Moore is forever grateful. I'm going to continue to be forever humble. And I thank the guys that, thank you guys for the ones especially that was there from the beginning. You know, they knew that basically I had a goal, I had a vision, and I was serious about it. You know, a lot of times people start businesses and start things, and, you know, and it's not people place to always believe in them, because you have to believe in yourself first and then others will follow, you know, follow suit. So I just thank God also, because God is the reason of all of this. So with that being said, you guys, the latest topic, which is today, it's complicated. Just love yourselves. And if it's something that you feel that you want out of the relationship, discuss it with the person. And if you see the red flags and they're not changing and you're still in the same position, maybe you need to reevaluate yourself, because it's not always the person. It could be you, meaning like you are allowing it, you know, and you deserve so much better, you know. So with that being said, I love you guys. I'm on all social media platforms, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all of the above. I'm trying to grow my platforms on every platform. And I just want you guys to follow. I mean, Nichelle Lamore have a lot of good things coming. And I appreciate everyone and, you know, all the love and all the above. So with that being said, thank you guys. Nichelle Lamore's out. Till the next time.